Easy Sports Talk Show with Ed Smith and Javon Adams. We do this 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Hello to you. My name is Javon Adams. I am one of your hosts. And with me is the man who played not only professional baseball, but also played in the National Football League on that first Super Bowl-bound team for the Atlanta Falcons. I'm talking about none other than the author and the motivational speaker, Ed Smith. What is good, my brother?
What's going on, Jay? Interesting week of football and winding down, man. But, man, some good games yesterday. And
okay, so that's I definitely want to dive into that. So, of course, we'll be going, we're not going to bury the lead. We're going to get right into it and recap the divisional round of the playoffs. And so on Friday, we mentioned that this is one of those weeks that people often refer to as maybe one of the best weeks of football. I heard I was driving around early this morning going and grabbing myself some green tea, and I heard a talking head say, nah, it wasn't really that this weekend. But I would beg to differ a bit. So I'm just curious, before we get into all the games, what did you think of this weekend's football? I thought Sunday was better than Saturday, but I think three out of the four games were decent. What do you think?
Yeah. Sunday was better than Saturday, and I think what we're seeing is some of these younger teams show us that they're on the verge of being around for a long time, meaning Houston and Green Bay. You know, they're not what you would call like playoff veterans. They're just getting their feet wet. But for me, it was like an appetizer of what's to come. You think about those two organizations who we thought both of them were going to be rebuild, but kind of like starting from scratch, kind of, you know, because you had a quarterback taking over for a legend. Then you had a first round draft pick taking over along with a rookie coach. So for them to do what they did, it was like refreshing. You know, it's not the same old faces, same old names, you know. So to watch them and, you know, everybody's got to go through their first lumps, you know. And, you know, Green Bay, they both represented well. And for C.J. Stroud, it was kind of one of those, we finally saw him, not necessarily deer in the headlights, but was in the second half of that game, the Ravens got after him. And it was, you know, that's what you expect to see from a rookie. But, you know, it was
Let's dive into that. So let's go with, I think it was the first game of the weekend. So that Baltimore Ravens, Houston at Baltimore, the final score 34-10. And you mentioned that maybe this was one of those deer in the headlights a little bit for Stroud. But if nothing else, Lamar Jackson was trying to prove a point. I picked an upset. I'll be the first one to raise my hand. I picked an upset and it looked that way. You sent me a text at halftime and said, you might be on to something, Jay. But after that, nah, it was all Baltimore. What were your thoughts on that? Because it was Lamar Jackson proving a point.
Well, you know what it was too, Jay. This was the first time C.J. Stroud got to see playoff football, meaning the speed. Remember, I always talk about the speed, how it picks up. And if you go into it thinking, you know, this is, you know, like what you want to go into with the mindset of it's just another football game. That's, you know, man, when you get it, when it happens, it almost overwhelms you a little bit. You know, I was in a position when my first playoff football, you know, I wasn't a quarterback on the team, you know, but I was still out there thinking to myself, oh my God, what's going on out there? It really does, you know, get faster. And everybody, like I said, because it's win or go home and it's desperation, you know, so it just for some, and when you're experiencing it for the first time, you know, he got to see it last week, but Dallas kind of laid down. That's not how playoff football happens. Dallas, they just, you know, I'm not with Houston. I'm talking about Cleveland. For whatever, Cleveland's defense didn't travel. It was lopsided from the beginning. And you know what happened? It's almost like, man, this is easy. Okay, let's do this. Then you get over there to Baltimore, and man, I'm telling you, the first half, it was, you know, it looked a little bit like, wow, these dudes might actually hang in there. And they went in at halftime, and from, you know, Lamar said he went in there and pretty much just laced it out, you know, expletives, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And they came out and you saw what a dominant team can do in the playoffs because, like I said, they didn't score another point after the first half, you know. So that was just one of those things where, and the score doesn't necessarily dictate how close the game was at the half. You know, think about this too. Houston missed a field goal at going in. Could have been 13-10. Maybe those booties are a little tighter. They come out, they score or something like that. And so we don't, you know, you never know how it could have gone. Mm-hmm. We know how it did go. But, you know, you know.
Indeed. So he's Ed Smith. I'm Javon Adams. Let's get into the next game. So that the second game on Saturday, that was what? That was Detroit, if I'm not mistaken, right? That was, Detroit.
No, San Fran and Green Bay.
San Fran and Green Bay. Yeah. So the line on this one was 10, if I'm not mistaken. And no, I think it was 7, matter of fact. I think it was 7. And we thought.
Closer to 9. Yeah.
Was it closer to 9? 9.5 or something like that.
Yeah.
But we thought that this game could maybe get away from the Packers. I want to say, if I remember what you said. It ended up being closer. So I was really impressed with the way in which Green Bay kind of hung in there. Purdy was, he was a little shaky, but Jordan Love had the opportunity at the end of the game to try to get that drive and made a poor decision throwing across his body that ended up becoming an interception. Of course, when we're looking at the game, because it could have gone, you know, we had the Green Bay kicker missed a field goal, which could have been a totally different way of which trying to approach that final drive to either maybe play for the win or you get what I'm saying there. So we ended up San Francisco won 24-21. And it was a rainy game. It was wet, all that stuff. But what did you think about this particular game? I both of those teams. Debo Samuel, is he going to play this coming week? Because he left. But it was, I thought it was a well played game on a lot of fronts.
It was well played. This is a game that San Fran, they had to dig deep to get this one too. Mm-hmm. This was, you know, Green Bay came to play, and that young team, you know, they didn't know what they weren't supposed to know. You know, they just came out there. You know, the Green Bay looked like the better team, to be honest with you, in the first half, even going into the second half of the game. And it's little mistakes. You know, you talk about the field goal they missed at the end, which makes it a whole lot more of a different scenario.
Yeah, man.
You know? And, you know, you're down 7 now. You know, booties pucker up, like I said, all a little tighter, you know. But when he missed that, it was a little bit of a shift in momentum.
The first half where they got into the red zone, I want to say 3 times, only ended up with 6 points, and that's a lot of stuff too. You left some points on the table, but go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, they left a lot of groceries in the cart, man. They just, you know, but I mean, you have to credit San Fran too. You know, they buckled up when they had to, and this game could have been, I kept thinking to myself, are they actually going to do this? Because Purdy wasn't looking good. Purdy was, you know, I'm not going to say he was nervous. You just saw his limitations a little bit, especially when you lose Debo Samuel. And it was almost like, okay, what are you guys going to do now? Debo's down. And once again, this could have been one of those ones that, you know, they lost. We'd have been talking so bad about them, but they pulled it together. The pass at the end with Love. I mean, I'm not gonna say it's a young mistake. A lot of quarterbacks make that mistake because you're in desperation mode. They had to get down, and you know, I think it was a third down play. You think you could have found a better option or maybe run a little bit, whatever you had to do. But yeah, that was just a poor play. You hate to see their season come down to that, the season. But, you know, like I said, San Fran out there, they made the play. And one of those things, man, I guarantee you, they were in the locker room. They were like, oh, yeah, oh, my God. Because they expected to roll Green Bay themselves.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, man, it's a big exhale when you get that first one because you've been sitting around and everybody talks about the rust against the rest and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I'm telling you, bro, to get that first one off your belt, that's just such a beautiful thing.
speaking of rest and rust and just maybe the rust belt, I don't know, whatever the transition is, let's get to Detroit Lions, Tampa Bay at Detroit. Detroit was victorious 31-23, but to Detroit's credit, sometimes Detroit will let you hang in the game a little bit longer than you should and make it a little bit and get your heart pounding a little bit. But they did. They were victorious. What were your thoughts on this one? Was the 8-point gap, was the game closer than that in your opinion, or was it really not too much in was it really well decided for you? What did you think about this game?
Well, anytime you can close it to one score, which when Detroit went up by 14, I was like, oh, that's a wrap. But then you get into that awful prevent defense. The only thing prevent defense does is prevent you from stopping them from scoring a touchdown. Mm-hmm. And then, you had too much time left on the clock. Now, then Tampa went for the two to try to make it where if they got the ball back and they could score, then they would have won the game. And if they didn't get the 2-point conversion, you always have the other 2-point conversion to tie it. So, that's an interesting strategy that everybody's moving toward now. But Detroit actually made this a lot tougher on themselves than they had to.
Okay.
And, it's just one less. I'm sure when they went up 14, that's a wrap. And you would have just imagined. A lot of people in the stadium, they already started celebrating and everything. And I can even see some of the players, lighten up and then all of a sudden Tampa Bay went right down and scored. It's like, wait a minute, we got to go out here and seal this,
Right.
And, it's almost, you got to readjust and get back out there. They did what they had to do though. And, it's a lesson learned, obviously, for future. It's always good to learn lessons after wins, Jay.
True.
You don't want to learn lessons after losses if you can help it. And this was one, hey, until it's all zeros on the clock, and even with the coordinators and stuff like that, they next time around, they might be like, look, we got to, let's put some pressure on Baker. Don't let him just sit back there and pick us apart and go down the field quickly. So everybody, you get the dub, you got a lesson learned. Well played game though, and I'm happy for the people in Detroit. Just coincidentally, I was sitting around in my Detroit Lions sweatpants and big old sweatshirt too. We used to wear those when we were because we practiced in a bubble, but that bubble didn't have no heat or nothing, so we were always out there in our. I'm serious, bro. What's the point of having a bubble if you got the door open and it's still 15 degrees outside, right? So I still had those pair of sweats and I had them on just coincidentally yesterday because yesterday was one of those back is really bothering me. I'm not going anywhere lounging days. Normally I get up and move around that thing, and I kind of made it a point early. I was like, nah, I can't do it today. So I got comfy and no sweats. And like I said, I sat there and it was good to see the Detroit Lions, one of my old organizations actually pulled off.
All right. So again, he's Ed Smith. I'm Javon Adams. This is the Easy Sports Talk Show with Ed Smith and Javon Adams Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in podcast form. So let's get to it. It was the last game of the weekend, Kansas City Chiefs at Buffalo Bills. The Kansas City Chiefs were victorious 27-24 going into it. We've talked about it. We're not the only ones. But the amount of pressure that was on Buffalo to come through with this game, they did not. They fell short again. I mean, there were opportunities. I want your breakdown on this because now that all of the talk with Josh Allen is going to it's a different. You talked about on our radio show on Saturday. You mentioned the Gwyneth Paltrow movie where if it goes
sliding doors.
If you go this way, or if you win the game, then everything is different as opposed to if you lose the game, where this is that reality based upon you losing this game. What were your thoughts on this game? Because Kansas City could have easily lost this game as well.
Yeah, total disappointment, bro. I mean, this is once again when the season's over, it's over, and there's nothing you can do about it. And for me, we talked about it the other day. This is one of those Buffalo, if not now, when? Yeah. And you got to remember, they're always looking up, chasing Kansas City. You got other things to worry about, too. I mean, you got up and comings all around the league. Cincinnati had a down year because of Burrow and all his injuries. You never know when the Chargers might eventually get it right. There's other teams that are always constantly going to be on your way. You actually had a chance when Kansas City was down this year, and then they had to come to your place, put the beast down, and then obviously you still had to go to Baltimore to finish this one off, but you didn't even get past the divisional round. And that is so disappointing. And for Josh Allen, I think, you and I talked about it. It was one of those instances. It did look like he's had to do everything again.
Yeah.
All by himself. And he had a little help with the running game, it seemed like, but still, when it comes down to it, there's too much on his shoulders, if you ask me.
That man is a beast, though. That,
he is a beast.
Josh Allen is a beast, though, but still, way too, you need to distribute that just a little bit more.
If you were fighting, Jay, if you say you're fighting a gang, and you got two, to say you got two dudes with you, three dudes, so it's, you know, four of you, right?
Yeah.
And one dude walks around the corner. It's like, he going to beat all of us? And it's kind of like, that's what it's kind of like when you're playing the Buffalo Bills. It's like, if we can figure out a way to either stop him, slow him down at least a little bit, or make him make some mistakes like he generally does because he's all on his shoulders, then we got a shot. And that's what it is. You got to get that man more help. You got to get him a running game. You got to get him somebody other than Stephon Diggs to throw the ball to. You know, I don't know what it is. They're just missing an ingredient. Maybe it's the paprika. They don't have that recipe. They don't have the paprika.
And it just smoked don't paprika.
Taste. The smoked paprika. And it just don't quite taste right. And that's when you talk Buffalo, it just doesn't quite taste right. For us both to pick Kansas City, because we were both like, I think they're going to get him.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not, you know, it just, it, there's something going on when even in that scenario, this Buffalo coming off 6-7 wins in a row, it should have been one of those, we're not, you know, it's just, we still weren't sure about them. And mm-hmm. I'm sure, you know, as far as the fans, you're talking about disappointment, bro. I mean,
because again, you got to get all the way. I mentioned it all the time. Before you even have a successful season next season, you got to get back to that point that you were at on Sunday, but win. And then you can say, now we feel better.
Everybody starts off 0-0 to start next season. And when you fight as hard as they did, because at one point they were 6-6, Jay.
Yeah,
there was possibility they wouldn't even make the playoffs. Then you rally and you get everybody together. You go down to Miami last week of the season, last game of the year, you know, on the calendar, and you win that one and you get the number two seed. And from going from not even possibly making the playoffs to the number two seed, where if something happens with the Ravens, you might even host the AFC Championship game, and you don't even get to the AFC Championship game.
Man.
And then, like I say, you got to get through the offseason, get to next year, all the questions, you know, and then start all over again. The mountain, bro, it looks, when you fail this like this, the mountain looks like it's double the size coming back.
Yeah.
It really does.
I speak on that just from a running perspective, because there's been a few running trails that have gotten the best of me. Mm-hmm. And thinking, I got it before I even know that I've had a good run today. I mean, I could feel good. I got to get to that mile 4, mile 5, or whatever it is, because there's so much gain or so much descent. Just before I say, all right, now it begins.
Yeah. Does get in your head, too.
It does.
It can, and there are people who won't even run the race because of the failure of the last time. It's like, you know, it's in your head. It's like, why even bother? I'm going to get there. And especially if you failed a couple times, by time three or four, you're like, I'm just going to take a different route because I just can't get past that one. And you start taking shortcuts and stuff like that. And you can't take shortcuts if you're trying to, you know, win that Lombardi trophy. But like I said, there are gonna be guys that are like, why not put all of that work in on the offseason, do this, do that, all the sacrifice for us to get there. And you know what happens? There are some guys who are like, man, I need to go somewhere else. You know, free agents who, I'm tired of this, man. You know, if I got an opportunity, maybe I need to go to Kansas City or such and such, you know. And those are the little things that happen. That we don't like, it's like you don't even put that into the equation when those type of things happen. Guys will,
this is true.
Hey, man, I'm tired of this. I'm gonna go find me a winner, you know. And I'm not saying they're not winners,
exactly, but that's the thing, because people will, and because if everybody, let's say, if everybody this season or from the time they were 6-6 began to give 100% effort as they went through, and they were trying to max out whatever their, you know, whatever their ceiling was. Next season, maybe you have a handful of guys that are given 75, some that are given a full 100%, some that are given 85, because there's varying levels of belief as to whether or not we can get not only get back to that point, but whether we can overcome that obstacle once we get there.
Yeah,
Yeah. So he's Ed Smith. I'm Javon Adams. We do this three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So make sure you tell a friend and tell a friend about what we have going on here. You can go to easysportstalk.com. That's easysportstalk.com. We do the Believe in the Arizona Cardinals podcast. You can find that there or wherever you find your podcast. Just search Believe in Cardinals. We also do our terrestrial radio show every Saturday from 1 to 3 Eastern. And that is that's on SportsMap Radio. So if you're not in one of the 98 markets that we're in, then you can go to sportsmapradio.com, click the little play icon in the upper right corner, and then, or you can download the app in the your Android or mobile device. And so we have, so before we get out of here, and we'll go over this on Friday, but on Wednesday we'll have, of course, another great show. But so the conference championships are set. AFC, it's Kansas City, the number 3 seed, at Baltimore Ravens, number 1 seed. I think it might be time's up for Kansas City on that one. And then NFC, Detroit, number 3 Detroit Lions, going up against San Francisco 49ers, the number 1 seed. So those should definitely be some interesting games. We hope that they're not duds, because oftentimes the Super Bowl can be a dud. So we hope that that's not the case either. But he's Ed Smith. I'm Javon Adams. And like we always like to say around this time, are you kidding?